by the way, David, just for the record, didn't take the throne until several decades after he was anointed. But God wanted to anoint him as king right then and there. So God does not look at the appearance of man. He rejected Jesse's other sons. Samuel and Jesse were looking at the appearance and the status. And so David wasn't even in the picture. He was out in the field tending the sheep. He was rejected by man from the very beginning. He wasn't even brought into consideration. But God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. And when he looked at David's heart, he saw that he was the one. And can I just say here, not that this matters too much, but I just want to go on a little bit of a tangent here. Because I think often when we hear the story of David, we picture this little shepherd boy, right? This little kid, whether that's a picture we got in Sunday school classes when we were a kid, or whether we're thinking of Junior Asparagus fighting the giant pickle. But this is just my opinion. But personally, I don't think David was any smaller or less impressive in stature than his other brothers. I think he was rejected by man because of his age and his status as Jesse's youngest son, not because of his size. And there's a couple of reasons for that. So I'm just going to go on a little bit of a side trail here. But first, we know that all of Jesse's other sons are these big, well-built, handsome, strong, chiseled men. Why would David be significantly smaller? We don't see that anywhere in the text. Second, we know that when David volunteers to go and fight Goliath, Saul tries to talk him out of it. Saul tries to dissuade him, but nowhere in that passage does it say because he's small. Saul tries to dissuade him because he's young. It's because of his youth and his inexperience. Third, we know that David fights off bears and lions with a stick. One would think you'd need a certain amount of strength and mass and size to be able to do that. Fourthly, we also know that Saul offered to let David use his own armor to fight Goliath. Now in 1 Samuel 9, we see that Saul stood a head taller than any other man in Israel. And while Saul may not have been the greatest king, he was certainly a great strategist and military leader. He was an excellent warrior and strategist, and he would have known that armor that doesn't fit properly is worse than having no armor at all. And so when David says no to Saul's offer to use his armor, he says it's because